The other day, I saw a T-shirt that said, "You need to follow before you lead." And I thought about that long and hard. The T-shirt represented an interesting way of looking at leadership. And I want to turn that around a little bit as we think in terms of the servant leader. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. The leader who's committed to serving those that he or she leads, a critical element in authentic leadership, to think in terms of leaving your ego at the door and put yourself in a position where you're asking questions like, how can I help? How can I serve? What is it that the group needs, and how best can I respond? Coach Kleiman, our new football coach, started his very first meeting with his players with the following phrase: "You'll never hear me say I. It'll always be we." That's a servant leader. Understand the importance of team. Win or lose, I listen carefully to every single press conference before and after a game, and he talks about we, never I. Words we use count, but also actions are critically important. We have to understand that servant leaders provide voices for those that have no voice. That's an important ingredient of authenticity, to put ourselves in a position where we're serving, and we're listening carefully and providing an opportunity for others to be heard. That's a critical part of being authentic, that we deliver on our promises and that we exceed expectations wherever we can. I gave my home phone number to hundreds of thousands of parents that enrolled their sons or daughters at our university. We're a big place, very complex university. But I wanted to make sure that day or night, there was one individual that a parent or a guardian or a student could call, one individual, and I would attempt to help. Not to answer all questions or solve a problem, but I was there to serve, sometimes at a very critical time in a person's life. Tom Peters, in many of his books, talked about the management by walking around, to being visible, to be accessible, to be approachable. That's critically important. And today, we want to see our leaders, and they need to be genuine as they attempt to be accessible and approachable. And that's critically important because we see insincerity more so than ever before. We kind of understand when someone is not being sincere. Servant leaders put themselves in a position where they're being responsive, that they adapt, that they maybe have to put aside their aspirations and lead by example of serving those individuals and those objectives of those followers and team members. That we ask critical questions of those we serve. What would you do if you were me? What is it that you need? How can I help us move forward? And find ways for the servant leader to feel the emotion, the genuine emotion of those we serve. And that we establish an environment where, in fact, the people that we serve are open to express themselves in a non-valued way. That we're not quick to say, well, we've always done this way. That we'd be able to explain the reason why we do things in language that presents ownership. Oftentimes, we'd ask why we do X or why this policy in place. And we have an overall, as a servant leader, if we can't explain why we do something, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to understand, like the emperor who has no clothes. He had no clothes, and those that were around him kept reinforcing the fact that the clothes looked beautiful. Well, they didn't. The emperor was naked, and no one had the guts to say, hey, or the environment that was threatening. Take advantage of social media, because social media has replaced the water cooler in offices. Looking for ways to feel the pulse of those we serve. We need leaders that are committed to serving followers more than ever today. that they not only listen, but are responsive, that they adapt, that they put their egos aside, putting the group first rather than yourself as a leader. A true commitment to service puts us in a whole different frame of reference that allows us a chance to listen very carefully to those we serve and to establish goals and expectations that are measurable with effort, that are generated by those individuals that are affected mostly by the organizational behavior. I think that's critically important as we think about moving groups forward, that we have a servant leader perspective.